Grace Martial Arts Fellowship began in 1990, went online with a website in 1995 and began publishing newsletters to the Christian martial arts community in 1998. Because of the quality of information found in those early newsletter articles and the fact they are no longer available online, we've decided to republish many of them in the coming weeks and months. Our hope is that a new generation of Christian martial artists will be blessed by the wisdom of those who are on the path before them. GMF Newsletter. July to August 2003. Dash. Welcome to the GMF Newsletter. We pray it will encourage you in your martial arts and outreach for Christ. Dash. Thoughts from the Master. Greater than I tell you the truth. Greater than Jesus Christ. Dash. Greater than I speak the truth in Christ. Greater than the Apostle Paul. Dash. Wisdom Notes. Greater than an honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Greater than Proverbs 24:26. Dash. A Kiss on the Lips. By Mark McGee. GMF Director. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. That's a beautiful picture. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. The writer's subject is an honest answer. He chooses a life picture his readers will immediately understand and have an emotional response. A kiss on the lips is very pleasant. It's one of the most precious gifts God has given a husband and wife. A kiss on the lips is wonderful physically, emotionally, socially and mentally. It fulfills so many of the basic needs we have as human beings. A kiss on the lips is a good thing. So is an honest answer. God speaks highly about the importance of honesty. Greater than honest scales and balances are from the Lord, all the weights in the bag are of His making. Proverbs 16:11. Greater than do not use dishonest standards when measuring length, weight or quantity. Use honest scales and honest weights, an honest ephah and an honest hin. Leviticus 19:35-36. Greater than kings take pleasure in honest lips, they value a man who speaks the truth. Proverbs 16:13. Greater than a truthful witness gives honest testimony, but a false witness tells lies. Proverbs 12:17. Greater than truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Proverbs 12:19. Most civilizations have found honesty important to the health of citizens, families and society. Hebrew words for honest include nekoa, tzedek, mishpat, munah. The words carry the idea of being right. It's not always easy to give someone the right answer, but it is a good thing to do. The result is like a kiss on the lips. The Chinese word for honesty is shi. The character has a string of 10,000 shells or coins placed under a roof. The person living under the roof has a fortune, is an aristocrat and thus a superior and honest person. Greek words for honesty include dikaios, kalos, semnos. The words carry the idea of being right and honorable. Honesty is basically the art of telling the truth. That sounds easy enough, but is very hard to do. The idea of honesty has fallen into such disrepair in modern society that some have coined the term radical honesty in an attempt to return to the old-fashioned idea of biblical honesty. Honesty is married with telling the truth. Christ is the highest example of honesty. He always told the truth. We read dozens of times in the Gospels where Christ said, "I tell you the truth." The truth Jesus shared was not always popular. Christ was murdered because he was honest. The teachers of the law and the chief priests looked for a way to arrest him immediately, because they knew he had spoken this parable against them. Luke 20:19, God honors honesty, he requires honesty. How do we teach our children and students about honesty? Be a truth teller. Be a model of honesty. Share what God says about honesty and telling the truth. Share examples of people who were honest and the results of their honesty. Present honesty in terms people will understand. It is like a kiss on the lips. Dash. Biblical Health Principles. By Steve Schober, MS, MH, DNM. Biblical Health Ministries. God's Natural Laws. What we call natural laws, physical laws of the universe, like gravity, were created by God. These are God's laws. Whether one believes in them or not, God's physical natural laws are always in effect on a person's life. Nutritional principles follow these laws. Even people in cultures which do not believe the Bible reap the benefits from following these natural laws. Sickness is most often a violation of God's natural laws. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Defile means to make unclean, pollute, with contamination. Our body is not our own, it belongs to God, and, the very thing that contaminates it will bring destruction. The observation of Dr. Richard Brennan rings true: God has made a universe of moral and material laws, When we break the laws, we break ourselves upon the laws. We will reap the consequence in ourselves. A Christian pastor notes, it is the violation of the natural laws of God that causes 90% of all Christian sickness and physical suffering. Why Christians get sick, Reverend George H. Malkmus. What are these natural laws? They are the laws that govern the universe as seen in biology, chemistry, physics, thermodynamics, electromagnetism, etc. How can anyone ever know all these laws? We can't. Thankfully, we are not expected to. God merely wants us to believe His word and have a lifestyle that is as closely aligned as possible to His word and design of the natural world. God's foods, clean air and water are essential for a good life, and fortunately, He has given us herbs for medicine. Violation of natural laws will result in sickness, injury, or untimely death whether the violator realized the law existed or not, whether the violator was a Christian or not, whether the violator was a spiritual Christian or not. The law will automatically be applied whether a man knows of the law or not. Ignorance of the law makes absolutely no difference in the consequences of breaking it. Malkmus, these laws are impersonal and always in effect. They apply to everyone, Christian or non-Christian. Each person is responsible and accountable for their own health. Sincerity, piety and prayer, with exceptions, do not cause these laws to be abrogated. Violating God's natural laws. Starting with steel rollers in the 1890s and then the earnest processing of grains in the 1904s, most of the nutritional value in grains has been removed. Processing was to extend shelf life, not your life. By removing bran and germ from wheat it lasts longer, but 22 vitamins and minerals are taken out. In 1948 Congress forced processors to add back 4, B1, B2, B3, iron. It was then termed enriched. This is like a mugger handing back $1 after taking all your money and personal belongings and expecting you to be thrilled. Enriched foods are deceptive, destructive foods. Observe for the labels on food and if it says enriched, do not buy it. Grain processing is the tip of the food adulteration iceberg. Mankind has found an incredible number of ways to alter foods which in essence denatures them: hydrogenation, additives, colorings, bleaches, preservatives, antibiotics, hormones, refining. Better living through chemistry has not proven to be true for nutrition. Synthetic molecules, designed to trick your body, fake sugars, phony fats, etc., will invariably cause health problems. Processed foods are like the four horsemen of the apocalypse because there are four white deaths: refined white sugar, white flour, white oils, and salt. Research shows that 8 tablespoons of white sugar a day reduces the number of bacteria the immune system can handle by 92%. Popular creamed filled dessert snacks have 4 tablespoons each and 1 can of soda has over 3 tablespoons of sugar. Bread is said in the Bible to sustain one's heart, Psalms 104:15, but processed flour has the germ removed so the bread will last longer. By removing the germ the vitamin E is also removed, so the very thing which is healthy for your heart has been taken away. The nearly white, refined oils sold in supermarkets, especially the polyunsaturated, are some of the worst foods a person can consume. Just altering his word is disastrous, so is alteration of his natural foods. Principle: you cannot improve upon God. Consume items as close as possible to the way God made them. Next month, healthy cultures. Dr. Schober is a doctor of naturopathic ministries, master herbalist and director of biblical health ministries. He is available for seminars, conferences and workshops. You can contact him at schober@chorus.net or 608-836-9579. Dash. In Times of Trouble. By Pastor Carl William Marks, Sr. To be or not to be? That is the question. However, it is not from Shakespeare that I ask this question. I ask myself in times of trouble, am I to be a sissy and cry about the situation? Or should I not be overcome by my physical wants and turn to God for His help? For example, there are millions of people in the world who say they can't quit smoking. Oh, how my flesh jumps back into the bad days, and only by the grace of God I don't grab them by their nicotine-coated throat, and rip their tongue out of their mouth. I know that sounds terrible, and I apologize if anyone is taken back by the language. The reason I get so frazzled is that these bumble-butt brains spend at least on the average, in this time span 2003, $4 a pack. When you add at least one pack a day times $4 each, that amounts to $112 a month. Shucks. That money could feed a homeless family for a month. Now to the point of this message. If a big knucklehead like myself can cold turkey cigarettes, cigars, good whiskey, wine and beer, then there is no real excuse for them not to quit smoking. Man, I'm so weak I get addicted to routine. A shower every morning, or having to eat a Milky Way with popcorn every day at lunch. So who am I to point fingers? However, what is important is the fact that there is nothing we can do or not do, except mess up our lives without going to God with our problems. Even the TV series Monk the Policeman with Compulsive Behavior does all right with his problem. God has given us all, yes I said all, each and every one of you, me and us and them, we all have the Lord God Almighty right there, always there, for us. Wow. Think about that. Our question is, do we ask him for his help? Are you a member of God's family? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Hey! The bottom line is simply to be a Christian believer, or not to be. Will you choose to smoke, abuse drugs and alcohol, your wife and children? Or will you be a loving God-fearing, role model for our future generation children? As for me, I have never been happier in my entire life of 66 years, since I became a Christian, and have the honor of going to my Heavenly Father with all my problems and other things, not just problems. Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. Really, folks, Christ is the light of the world. If you don't believe me, just ask me. Ha! Really, my beloved readers, to be Christ-like is life, and not to be walking on in God's will is folly. Come on, you can stop smoking. Don't allow a little 3-inch cigarette rule your life and cut it short in many cases. Don't put smoking ahead of worshiping God. You make a cig your idol. That's a dangerous choice. Well, that's it for today. Later, Gator. Remember to keep Christ first in all you do. Write me back if you like what you read, or if you don't, like it right anyway. Be blessed, all of you. Dash. Taking God's grace to the world. Join our Grace Martial Arts Facebook community. Grace Martial Arts, copyright 1990 to 2021.